have been added to the waiting room. Listen until the host admits you to the meeting. You are muted. You can mute or
press
star 6.
Mr. Nicholson?
Mr. Nicholson is excused. Called in.
Mr. Tooth?
Here. Thank you very much. Time, join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you very much. May I have a next item is the adoption of the agenda. May I have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda, please?
Move to adopt the agenda.
Moved by Councilman Gregory.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Bell. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Ms. Coleman? Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
On the vote of 5-0, the agenda for has been approved. Our next item is item number 5. And number 5 is the awards. Hold on a second. Find my agenda here. Next item is item number 5. Next, I'm pleased to announce awards. Next, I'm pleased to announce the winners of the Department of Public Safety. Public Safety's essay contest for 7th and 8th graders. After the presentation, the council of the city council that included impact that tobacco has on the youth in Alaska. The Department of Public Safety elected to conduct an essay contest in hopes of encouraging our youth to reflect upon the dangers of alcohol, tobacco, and drugs in our society. By putting their thoughts in writing, each student could motivate and inspire others to avoid drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. It is also our hope that this process will result in a good decision-making in their lives, which would enable them to serve as good role models for their fellow students and to help others by providing support for being subjected to peer pressure. Members of the Department of Public Safety feel that serving and protecting the community is a solemn obligation, which is only achieved through partnership with each and every member of the community, including our youth. Topic for the essay was why I say no alcohol, tobacco, and drugs. The essays were judged on their motivational impact on others and the heartfelt truth from the writers. On behalf of public safety, it is my pleasure to announce this year's winners. Third place, an award of $100 is presented to Delilah Nettleton from Mr. Dan Smith's class. The judges really appreciated the time and effort the authors spent on the research. Second place, an award of $150, was presented to Jamin Tule, also from Mr. Dan Smith's class. The judges felt that the authors openly share from a personal perspective. And finally, in first place, an award of $250 goes to Ava Heilmeyer from Mr. Dan Smith's class. The judges felt the authors successfully combined research and heartfelt truth from a personal perspective. Due to the COVID restrictions, the winners are not present tonight. The awards have been presented by Officer Sims. Is that done today? Okay. Yeah, that was done this afternoon. The City Council and I would like to thank the students who participated and offer our congratulations to the winners. And we have some slides here that are being shown. Thank you, Officer Sims and the Police Department. I think this is a well worth the worthy program we had. Thank you.
Were those included in our packet, or can we get a copy of those essays? Wonderful. I'd like to read. I'll give you a call.
Thank you very much. Our next item is item six, approval of the minutes of the previous meetings. May I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes as presented for our meetings on January 8th, January 12th, and January 13th, 2021.
Move to adopt the minutes of January 8th, 12th, and January 13th of 2021.
Moved by Councilman Gregory. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Bell. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Councilmember Tingle?
Yes.
Councilmember Gregory?
Aye.
Councilmember Robinson?
Yes.
Councilmember
Yes.
Councilmember Coleman?
Yes.
On a roll call vote of 5-0 in favor of the minutes of the previous meetings of January 8th, January 12th, and January 13th, 2021 are approved. Our next item, 7, report. City manager, next is the city manager report. I'll turn it over to the city manager.
Yes, thank you. The manager's report is in your packet. I have three items that I am looking for feedback on, two of which are actually in the report itself. So first is about the strategic planning. Currently, we have in-person strategic planning with council participation set for February 25th and 26th. Although I feel like this is super helpful, the strategic planning to have that strategic planning session, I think it really would be helpful. But I am suggesting that we consider once again postponing that. The risk levels continue to fluctuate, as we well know, and it's really important to do this in person and to do so safely. So I just wanted to get some feedback from council if they were in general agreement with pushing that off again.
Okay, I'll open it up for council discussion. Councilman Gregory?
Yeah, I agree. I think it'd be better just to push it back and to the time, which is more conducive to everything. Thank you.
Councilman Bell?
I could go either way on it, depending upon whether, you know, we could do good mitigation stuff in order to facilitate it. Once we start getting it later into the year, start seeing more people trying to either put doctor's appointments, personal stuff, and the timing is going to get a little harder to schedule. So, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Robinson?
I would say postpone.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Coleman?
Yes, thank you. I'm in favor of moving it to a later date.
Thank you, Councilman Tungle.
Yep, me too. I agree. I think we should move it at a later date. It's been starting pretty busy with us in here with all the snow and all the boats around. Yeah, I'll agree with moving it later on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And maybe in order to move this along and we get some dates set aside, council can call the city manager with dates before the February 9th meeting so that we can at least discuss the dates at that time during the February 9th meeting. So we have plenty of time now to look at your calendar and figure out a date. Thank you. Continue, please.
All right, thank you. Also in the report, you'll notice that there's a legislative strategy that's included in your packet as well. Diane has outlined the city's strategy for legislation, representation, and advocacy. This is especially important in times of COVID when we can't be physically present in Juneau for the second year in a row. We won't be able to fly out this year, so we really do need to get creative. And the strategy, again, is included in your packet, and Diane is really kind of looking for feedback and is really open to suggestions that council might have. So I'm free and available to receive that feedback right now. If you are not prepared to do that or, you know, kind of want to level up to it a little bit more, certainly pass that feedback along to me, and I will be sure to get it to Diane.
Okay, thank you. And they are beginning their session and in Juneau. So as soon as you can, review those strategies. And again, please contact city manager for any new ideas or like the ideas that you brought forward. What was that?
And I will say that Diane is on the line if there's any questions or suggestions that you would like to share right now. I'm sure she'd love to hear them.
Okay. Good evening, Diane. Didn't know you were on the line. So I'll go through the council if council so desires to make comment or that you're online. And I'll start off with Councilman Tungle.
Yeah. Hi. Good evening, Diane. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Yeah, well, I know we got a lot of priority list. I think you already got that, you know, starting with the Captain's Bay Road. I think, let's see if it's on the strip, made it on the strip this time. And then, the fiber optic, you know, get update on that. How's it coming along?
So I do have the legislative priorities. There hasn't been any movement down here. I think Mayor started to say that the House has not organized yet. We still have a 2020 split. The Senate organized the day session started. And has developed their committees. They'll start hearing some of the bills tomorrow and working on the capital budget. We had a meeting with Senator Bishop today, who's going to be the co-chair of finance and on the capital budget side. And I really encourage you to, and I'll try to get some of the information to you, but there's going to be some federal money coming. It sounds like quite a bit for infrastructure and road projects, and I think we should pay attention to that as the city of Onalaska, because if they're close to shovel-ready projects or even, you know, have been in the works for a while, those are going to be some of the key projects that they look at. So once I get that information from Senator Bishop's office, I'll get it out to Aaron to distribute. Bong, at this point, the CAPSIS isn't open. We haven't started working on capital budget items or projects. But one of the things on your list, on the strategy that I put forward, is to see if you guys wanted to consider doing a virtual fly-in, where, since this would be the second year that you won't be able to come down and actually speak with the legislators, many groups are just doing a couple hours where we get on a Zoom call and we put the legislators on so you can ask them the questions that you have and identify the priorities for the city. And I think it would be helpful. And I think we could probably put together a pretty efficient timeline so that you folks could get before at least the legislators that represent your area and identify some of the things that we really want to see come out of this session.
That will be great. That will be great, you know, with the mayor and city manager and a couple of city council at a time when some of those come up at the legislative. But we should be able, if we need to speak on some of the items, that will be great to us. So, yeah, keep us updated. Thank you.
Love you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Sounds like you might be calling on me. I'm not sure. Your voice is really muted. Okay, yes, thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Diane, for putting up together what you put together. And that one of the things is I am on the legislative committee for AML. So I kind of urge everybody or anybody that has any concern on any bills that are at least the ones is to follow up with me. I haven't had a chance to get a hold or follow up with Diane on any of these, but the AML is where we are. We meet weekly on Fridays and go over a lot of the stuff. I will be touching base with you, Diane, on some of these things some of them affect us and some of them quite don't, but I know other ones that affect us I'll probably want to bring up the AML too where I can. But I appreciate it, and I will be contacting you also. And as far as any other council members, if you have any concerns on any bills, reach out to me or, for that matter, to the public, anybody in the public, too. So. Thank you.
Thank you. Like a pretty comprehensive plan. I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Gregory?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Diane, any update on how the House is getting organized?
Thanks, Dave. We were just having some meetings about that today, and at this point, no, it's an even split. There's some talk about there's a couple representatives who I think each side is targeting, and they're just in those particular representatives are in a really bad spot. They've got to make a decision on what side they're going to go on and develop that majority. So I don't have a good update for you. As soon as I do hear anything, though, I'll get some information out to Erin so she can distribute it. But from what I'm hearing, as of today, they weren't at all close still and didn't anticipate that they would have anything for a floor session tomorrow. At this point, there's so much contention, they haven't even been able to elect a pro temp. So no work can get done. The governor had postponed his State of the State. It was supposed to be last week. And at this point, he decided to go ahead. He's going to go ahead and give his State of the State on Thursday night. And it'll be live streamed. It'll be virtual, so he won't be doing it in a joint committee with the House and the Senate, which is probably a first. That's a long answer, Dave, but no, I don't, there's no idea at this point.
Yeah, what a mess. I noticed on here, another question is that you have, how are they doing the lunch and learns now that folks aren't able to get to the Capitol? Do they just pick a spot away from the Capitol and try to get legislators to come down to presentations like that?
Sorry about that. I can't. I have to be unmuted by the administrator of the Zoom conference, so I couldn't unmute. We're doing lunch and learns virtually, so we're doing them by similar to how you guys are conducting your meeting tonight on a Zoom platform or a Teams platform. And so, I think there will be a huge demand for that this year. But I think it's also a good way to get your point across. With On Alaska, though, I think it's doing a small virtual fly-in, I think, would be beneficial, because typically that's when we get the one-on-one time with the finance committee and the delegation for On Alaska. So I think that would probably be more beneficial than the lunch and learn, because they're attended more often than not by the staff.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah, I think that virtual fly-in is a really good idea for us to get our projects to those folks. So thank you, Diane.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. I believe that's it for the council. Do you have any more comments, Dan, before we sign off on you?
The only other that I would add is that if you guys are going to do a virtual fly-in, it would be best if you define a date sooner rather than later.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pass around the information tray and see what we end up with. Thank you very much for your update. Continue, city manager.
All right. And then the last thing that I'm really looking for feedback on, and that is not in your manager's report, is that UCSD is looking for a council member to serve on the budget committee. Last year, Councilmember Coleman served, and I believe it was Councilmember Robinson served as the alternate. The first meeting is actually set for tomorrow, January 27th at 6 o'clock, and John Conwell tells me that they're really hoping to keep no more than three meetings. So I'll leave it to the mayor and council to discuss who gets to be that person.
First off, do I have any volunteers? If not, I'll have to appoint. Councilman Coleman, are you still interested in doing that review with the school board?
Actually, I normally would. I do enjoy participating in that, but due to the nature of my employment, I'm trying to keep my contacts down to a minimum. So I think any in-person participation at this time, I'll have to pass on this year.
Okay, and we still have the availability of the phone for the meeting to sit in, so think about that. Councilman Gregory, are you interested?
Are they in person or by phone? They're by phone.
By phone is, if you're comfortable with that, I believe that some of the members have been calling in by phone in the last couple of meetings.
Yeah, well, I'd maybe check with Councilman Robinson. He was the alternate last year. Maybe he wants to be primary, but if nobody else does, I'll volunteer.
Councilman Robinson? Are you?
Yes, thank you. They do do them by on the Zoom platform. However, I cannot this year. I would love to be able to. I understand that there's there are and Mr. Conwell at the school is really good at keeping them to those three meetings. So I'm going to have to decline this year as I've got quite a bit on my plate already.
Okay, thank you for being on there and representing the council in the last couple of years. So I'll appoint Councilman Gregory as primary. Councilman Tungle?
Can I ask one?
I'll be secondary but with Councilman Gregory.
Wednesdays? Wednesday.
Yeah, so the dates that I have right now are tomorrow, January 27th, and February 3rd, which is also a Wednesday. And the third and final meeting is to be determined and will be scheduled if needed.
So right now I've got Councilman Gregory as a primary. Councilman Tungo, you would be alternate.
Yeah. You guys got to unmute me, but you don't hear me.
Oh.
Hello?
Okay. Thank you very much for volunteering. So you have our two to pass on to.
Yeah. We'll pass those along.
Board. All right. Thank you, Council.
I'll let Mr. Conwell know, and I suspect it'll be forwarded to you right then. All right. And then also in your report, you'll see the section about snow removal that was provided by our Public Works Director. Tom has a bit more to add about that and is on the line. All right, very good. I got the thumbs up from the clerk, so Tom is on the line to answer.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you very much, Erin. Thanks for giving me a chance. So I just wanted to make a comment that, you know, that snow removal was a rough week for all of us, and I wanted to publicly thank Ports for their major contribution to the snow removal efforts. And as you know, Ports is a 24-hour operation, so they were in a position to provide a lot of equipment and manpower. And they really stepped up to the challenge to move snow and keep their customers as well as the public rolling. And they used two snowplow trucks and two salt spreaders and a loader to clear snow from the airport, short and long-term parking, the UMC City Dock, the Lake Cargo Dock, and Carl Moses Boat Harbor, along with the Henry Swanson Drive. So a big thank you to Ports for your help clearing snow during what some people are calling Snowmageddon. That's all I have.